Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You know, isn't it interesting that we see a lot of reports about economic issues in different parts of the world, different countries, but it's always, well, the United States is just averting disaster. It's somehow avoiding this problem and so forth. But I don't know, folks. You ask anybody who's out there trying to go to the grocery store, they might say, well, we think it's actually not going so well. And that's not doom and gloom. That's just what people are telling me. That's just what's happening out there right now. So there's got to be a way to pick this up. If the economy was surging ahead and everybody was so happy, I don't even think Donald Trump could make a dent in asking people the question, are you better off than you were 4 years ago, just like Ronald Reagan was able to do back in 1980. Well, folks, welcome back to the program. Hour number three is here, is upon us. It is the Tuesday edition. Telephone number is 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. Kyle Warren with you. You can also head over to my home website, kylewarrenshow.com. That's kylewarrenshow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message this morning, and we sure appreciate it when you do that. We've already got some people chiming in this morning. And speaking of chiming in, we've got Denise Simon, founderscode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. She is with us. And Denise, good morning. Once again, happy Tuesday to you.
Same to you. Thank you.
Of course. Yeah. Oh, but I know people are probably wondering about this out there as well, but and I will whisper this so I don't wake anybody up, but how's the puppy? Is the puppy okay?
Sitting behind me chewing on some nylabone thing.
Very cool. All right. Well, that's right. We're going to be very, very quiet. We're going to be very quiet. And but I'll tell you, we talked a little bit about the Houthis prior to the top of the hour. We've also got, I saw this earlier and I made a note to ask you about it, but Hezbollah evidently has been shooting rockets down on the Golan. Is that happening recently? And if so, I mean, that's the definition of this is another front in the war then.
Well, it has been happening. I'm not completely, you know, we know that Israel can go it alone to deal with Hamas. Israel is actually putting out some warnings that they may not be able to go it alone to take on Hezbollah. And the United States is, along with a few partners, are trying to take on the Houthis. So it's a bad place out there, as our commander-in-chief eats ice cream.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
You know, it occurred to me an interesting question. If the United States is not going to, I mean, because all we're talking about is ceasefire, with Israel. We're not doing much to help Ukraine. So the question is, can Europe go it alone? Can these countries all go it alone without the United States? Because it looks like the United States has become idle under this administration.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not convinced that, Europe can go it alone. Now, I've often said that there are other ways to do things, and that includes seizing bank accounts, that includes electronic warfare, that includes cyber, and a lot of those things are a whole lot cheaper than what we're doing right now. And, I think that in a lot of cases we've lost, I mean, interestingly enough, Yahoo put out a fascinating piece, couple days ago, about how the CIA actually has a sizable footprint with all these spy stations in Ukraine, and they've been there for a long time. Mm-hmm. Well, if that's the case, what are they doing? What are they recommending? I mean, it defies any kind of logic. What's going into a presidential daily briefing? What's not going in there? Or who's paying attention? What are we doing?
Well, that's a really good question. Well,
I would argue that the CIA is essentially neutralized. You know, they're too too busy doing, you know, dyed hair pronoun stuff over there at CIA. I mean, they're not in the game. Now, Iran and their nuclear weapons grade stockpile. What are we doing about that? I mean, we're not in a very good place. And again, you know, this is a lot of foreign policy, obviously, but foreign policy is so important because of so many countries being destabilized and doing crazy stuff that we're seeing 160 countries worth of refugees coming across our borders.
Yeah, exactly. Well, something you mentioned about the daily presidential briefing, you know, it, who's not seeing this? Well, if Joe Biden was experienced, if he was wise, if he was all these things that we're being told that he is now, why isn't he seeing this in the presidential daily briefing? And you kind of see where I'm going with this. Don't you think a president would say, hey, what's happening? And then have some kind of, you know, reaction to all that. But this president doesn't, I don't know that he's reading those things, you know, kind of to your point.
Remember the Cuban Missile Crisis and just how involved Kennedy was for days and days and days. If you add up all of the conditions today across the globe, I think that it at least equals, if not exceeds, a Cuban Missile Crisis. If you add up the potential threats that are out there with China invading Taiwan, or Russia going beyond Ukraine and into Estonia or Latvia or Lithuania or Poland. We should have a national security apparatus, a commander-in-chief that is so dedicated that we wouldn't see, there would be no other discussion but these kinds of things.
No kidding.
And they're not.
And no ice cream.
No
ice cream. Denise, stay right there. Folks, we're coming right back. More with Denise Simon. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. It is the Tuesday edition, and we're having fun already. And we're traveling across your radio dial at warp speed, of course. And we're doing a lot this morning. And we're glad that you're there. Glad to be here. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. We're going to open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour if you have a question or comment for our good friend and guest, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. She's got a lot of great articles and a lot of great materials over there, folks. Definitely want to go over and check out FoundersCode.com and also the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And Denise, I think you've got links over there as well for people to find you on Facebook.
I do.
Good. Excellent. Well, again, it's Tuesday, and, you know, I think... You know, as we see what's happening, obviously, and I appreciate what you're talking about. Can Europe go it alone? Now, I think it's important, you know, the Putin should not be able to simply take over Ukraine. There are many ramifications about that, not, you know, primarily for Ukraine, but also, of course, for the rest of Eastern Europe at that point. You know, Putin doesn't want to stop. But obviously there are different ways. And like you said, you know, we seem to see every single thing, at least from this administration, only in one dimension. But there are multiple dimensions to how you can actually stop. And they brought up all these other sanctions, you know, because of the Navalny situation. But, you know, are there more sanctions still? I mean, how many more are they going to bring out of the hat? Why can't they just do them all?
Sanctions are only valuable if they're enforced, and we're not enforcing them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, we lifted or we suspended or we're ignoring the sanctions that we put on Venezuela. Same thing with Cuba, same thing with North Korea, same thing with Iran, same thing with Russia. So, I mean, sanctions They can sound great, and, you know, we're going to, I mean, it's kind of like soft power. Well, okay, fine. But what are you doing about them? What have you stopped? Is Russia more successful today economically? Well, yeah, they are. Under Biden, they absolutely are. Why is that? Because they're still selling oil. How is that? Well, they're selling oil because they're doing these ship-to-ship transfers in the middle of these oceans, selling the oil to India. And, oh, by the way, we turn around and buy it from India after it's refined.
Right. Now, wouldn't that make Biden administration pawns of Putin at that point?
Of course.
Yeah, exactly. And not Trump. You see, that's the thing. They've always tried to say that Trump is the pawn of Putin, but the Biden administration is actually enabling this at this point.
You know, and then there's China. What punishment has China faced on anything? You know, they've been stealing our intellectual property for decades. They've been hacking us. And then there's all things COVID. What punishment has this country faced in any way, shape, or form? What punishment have they faced with, you know, the operatives that they have sent here to the United States? You know, we had this funky lab that was out there in California, this bio lab. Where's the punishment for that? Where's the rest of the story on that lab?
Mm-hmm.
We don't know.
Well, and then you've also got the reports of these sort of military age young men. They've got, they don't look like they're destitute and trying to get across the border. They look very, very well, cared for and so forth. They're strong, and they're coming from China, and they're coming across the southern border from what we
understand. And military age, what does that mean? Does that mean that they're building something here? Well, yes. Is it some kind of Chinese mafia? Are they gang related? Were they let go out of some prison, out of China? Where's the rest of the story on who these people are?
Well, one of the things that I think is of great concern is October 7th in Israel, that kind of attack, someone who would not necessarily have to come across the border here because they've already done so, but popping up into residential areas or other things like that, akin to October 7th, you know, could also be a prelude to some other kind of operation that would go on. In other words, when you have all this happening, people coming across the border the way that we're seeing it, it does beg the question why. And the Biden administration doesn't even appear to be asking that question.
Well, not only that, not all of these people are seeking asylum. And a lot of their asylum claims are not even valid under asylum law. Okay, so what's the deal? We have no idea. We see these people. We don't know their names. We don't know where they're from. They don't have identification. We're giving them money. We're giving them health care. We're giving them education. We're giving them transportation. We're giving them food. We're giving them housing. talk about the enemy within. I mean, that definition is getting bigger by the day.
Well, indeed. And this, and again, we just don't know what to expect. I mean, it is one thing that, you expect almost anything because you don't want to concentrate on something, you know, that you don't have evidence for or something. But this is way beyond the pale because, as far as I can tell, we don't even know what to expect at this point. Now, maybe there's chatter, maybe there's the intelligence community, but you mentioned something about the CIA becoming almost inert. I mean, this is a big deal. I mean,
it's a huge deal. We're not in the field. We're absolutely not in the field. We pulled our people and our operatives out of China under the Obama administration because, we the CIA was doing some pretty good work in recruiting operatives in country. but they started turning up missing. Why is that? Well, China decided to do some hacking. And in the hacking, they found out, you know, who was in CIA and who we were hiring and emails and identification and so forth. So these people turned up dead and missing. So Obama pulled our people out. Well, not a good thing to do.
Right.
Okay. So the CIA's got 12 or 15 stations that they've had for years and years and years in Ukraine. Exactly how did that work out? You know, Biden comes out and says that that whole invasion was a surprise. And then he goes, it was a minor incursion. Well, how'd that work out if we had all these CIA stations that were operating in Ukraine?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, something is just very wrong here. We've turned over the Middle East to Qatar. Well, Qatar has been a sanctuary for terrorism going all the way back to the Obama administration and the Taliban Five, when they established a Taliban embassy in Doha. I mean,
well, you know,
CENTCOM Part 2 is located in CENTCOM Part 2. Central Command is in Qatar.
Mm-hmm.
You can't tell me we don't know much more than we think we know with the technology and the apparatus that we have. Now, so if CIA is inert, where's the Defense Intelligence Agency? Oh, are they, you know, have they gone woke too?
Well, those are the most important problems that we're evidently dealing with on a daily basis is, you know, how woke can you go at this point? And, you know, I'd say that in almost in a joking manner, but it's really no laughing matter at all.
It's not. How many people in the world are living in a tent?
Mm-hmm. I think a large portion.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Getting worse, including here in the United States. The people are living in tents. Whether they're homeless or whether they're migrants. You got Syrian refugees that are, you know, in Turkey, in Jordan. The whole world is completely upside down. Now, what countries don't have tents? Oh, all of our adversaries. How's that? What does that look like?
Right. Right, exactly. They see weakness and they would respond to that. See, that's the thing. They're counting on that at this point. Tell you what, Denise, stay right there. We're going to come right back. Folks, more with Denise Simon, founderscode.com. We'll take your telephone calls as well, 949-822-7959. Open up the telephone lines here at the bottom of the hour. Right after we return, Kyle Warren with you. It is the Tuesday edition, and we are having fun. And, well, I think, and we're allowed. We're allowed to have fun. Stay right there.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA News Update. Former President Trump is seeking to overturn his $454 million civil fraud verdict in New York. His legal team submitted a notice of appeal Monday pointing to alleged judicial errors. The appeal disputes the ruling that Trump misrepresented his wealth to advance his real estate interests. A significant U.S. Supreme Court hearing Monday centers on the influence of social media companies on online content. The court is scrutinizing laws supported by Republicans in Texas and Florida, which were enacted amid allegations claims that platforms like TikTok, Facebook, and YouTube exhibit bias against conservative viewpoints. On Sunday, a United States Air Force service member died after setting himself on fire outside the Israeli embassy in Washington, D.C. Video footage captured Aaron Bushnell declaring his refusal to be complicit in genocide, describing his actions as an extreme form of protest. John Schaefer, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tuesday edition continues on. And, I think a lot is in jeopardy right now. There's no doubt about that. No doubt about that. And astute listeners to the show, I think I've mentioned this once before recently. Actually, you know, back in the day, back in the 80s, my dad was actually on Jeopardy. He was a Jeopardy contestant. And he didn't win. He came in second. But we got to see the show being taped back then. Of course, it was Alex Trebek. And that was a really fun time. But at any rate, folks, and he did a great job. I was really proud of him. But at any rate, folks, we're back. Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959. And that's the telephone number. We've got some folks already lining up on the telephone lines here. But we've also got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning again, Denise.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, before we get to the telephone calls, and we do have a couple of holdings, so that's pretty cool. You know, one of the things that we're seeing now, of course, is that you've got a lot of people in this country, according to a Daily Mail article, they're quoting a poll that says most people really do want to have an actual border wall, along, you know, separating the U.S. from Mexico. And this is a big deal. I think this is the first time it's gone to a majority.
I'm fine with the border wall, but the... It's going to get complicated again because this administration has been selling off the piece parts of the construction material for pennies on the dollar, selling it off to who we don't know.
Right.
And then relaunching it again. And, you know, we're finding, too, that they're also in some places cutting through the border wall. So
yeah.
The border wall is not the single solution here. It is but one of many. And I think that is a very important part.
Mm-hmm.
We're throwing billions, and I mean billions of dollars at this. And where are the receivables? Because I don't know.
yeah.
I haven't seen, you know, what Abbott is doing is great. I think he has pretty much solved some of the problems in the Rio Grande Valley, of which now we hear that both Biden and Trump are visiting Texas on the same day, I think Thursday. I think Biden is going to Brownsville and Trump is going to the Rio Grande Valley. But Texas has done some great work,
mm-hmm.
but it's not completely stopping the problem.
Well, that's right.
And now you got a problem in Southern California, and then there's Arizona. I don't know why New Mexico gets left out of this one, but it has so far.
That's right. Move west along the border. I tell you what, let's head over to line one. We got Tony in Tampa. He's got a question or comment for you this morning. Good morning, Tony. You're on with Denise Simon.
Good morning, Denise. Good morning.
Hey.
Al Davis. Denise was the head coach of the Oakland Raiders.
Yes, he was.
He used to own the Oakland Raiders, and he was the head coach. And his theory was what he would say was this: just win, baby, just win.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry about all the picayune ideological processes, badinage, where you have to cross every I and dot every T. Nikki Haley can win. Nikki Haley can win because she can talk. There's not a Democrat in the country that could beat Nikki Haley, except maybe Michelle Obama. She's beating Biden by what, 15 points? So don't worry about she isn't good on this and she isn't good on that. And well, we don't like it because of this or we don't like it because of that. Just win, baby. Just win. That's what we have to do. Put her in there. She can win. This chick can rap, man. She can talk.
All right.
Okay.
Very cool. Well, thanks, Tony. We appreciate
Thank you.
It. We'll let Denise respond to that. Appreciate the call. All right. Take care, Tony. Tony in Tampa. So, yeah, what do you think? What do you think, Denise?
There are lots of good things to like about Nikki Haley, for sure. And, you know, I think she's articulate. I said all those kinds of things. But can she get the electoral votes? And so far, it doesn't look like it. Now, I will have to see what happens in Michigan and with Super Tuesday. I think she's done a stellar job with the independent vote, and that is the downfall so far that I'm seeing with Trump, that he is not gaining on the independent vote at all.
Mm-hmm.
You can't win without the independent vote. So therein lies, I think, where the battlefield's going to be with the independent vote or the moderate Republicans.
Mm-hmm. All right, line two, we got Backgammon Bob this morning for Denise. Good morning, Backgammon Bob.
Yes. The borders have been crossed by Chinese nationals, Iranians, Russians, and God knows who else. And all these people here, there could easily be here to if war starts, if they want to start something, ready to attack us. So I think it's better to go isolationist and just withdraw back to our country. And as far as the wall goes, we need a real wall, just like there used to be the wall between East and West Berlin, where you have a wall, no-go zones, stations, electronics, drones, and people guarding it.
Mm-hmm.
Any physical wall can be cut through. But the other thing they have to be doing, they have to remove the incentives for people coming. None of this is going to happen until Trump is elected, if he is, or the next administration. The only thing that they can do now is the states need to totally defy the federal government and do the best they can. All right, that's it.
All right. Thanks, Pat, Cam, and Bob. We appreciate the call. Yeah, Denise, what do you think?
Well, I'm all about America first. But America first doesn't mean that we ignore things beyond our borders.
Mm-hmm.
Words matter. Policy matters. We have a government that's, it's become a thug government. I don't think that we can, I don't think there's really an argument there. We have a federal government that just doesn't like anything that goes on outside the beltway.
Exactly.
It hurts small business. It hurts landowners. It hurts banking. It hurts education. It hurts parents. I mean, look where we are somewhere between Nikki Haley and Trump. I would argue that they really need to be talking about the size of government and the power of government needs to be cut in half.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that we need to, in regulations and so forth, I think that needs to be a huge part of the discussion.
All right. Well, we got just about a minute and 15 seconds or so. Neil in Henderson, Nevada, good morning. You're on with Denise.
Good morning, Kyle. Good morning, Denise. I'll make a quick comment. I picked up on Tony's diatribe there. I think he's a little delusional.
He's passionate.
Yeah.
He's passionate about it.
All right. Yeah, I know he's passionate. He's entitled to be passionate. But one thing we know about Nikki Haley, she is a snake. She is a total snake. Anybody who thinks she can be elected president is in the same category with Rachel Maddow, who has issues with bipolar disorder and depression. You know, it is just ridiculous.
Okay. I'll tell you what, only because of time here, let's give Denise a chance to respond to that before we have to head out to the break. But we appreciate the call, Neil.
Thank you.
All right. Take care. We'll talk again soon. What do you think, Denise?
Well, I think she did a pretty good job as a U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, from what I can tell, but I was disgusted that she quit. And I don't like quitters. Our footprint at the United Nations could be very valuable, but we could have won a lot of things, but now the United Nations has become completely against the federal government, completely against the West.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, Denise Simon, thanks again. Heading up to the break here, but have a great afternoon, a great morning, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow morning. Take care.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com. We're coming right back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Kyle Warren with you.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Because you heard there was chocolate chip ice cream.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, yes. Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Well, we're fresh out of chocolate chip ice cream, but we are having fun, and we are cruising through this Tuesday edition. And I think that counts for something, doesn't it? Again, Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you this morning. And, of course, it's now time to talk to our friend, our good friend, Chris Markowski. He is the watchdog on Wall Street. Watchdogonwallstreet.com is the website that you want to go over and check out all things about Chris Markowski, his program, his radio show, his podcast, and all the other great stuff that he has to offer over there. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. You can also hear him right here on our home station of AM 860, The Answer, as well. Let's not waste any more time. Let's go over and say good morning to Chris Markowski. Good morning, Chris.
Morning.
Good morning. And, well, you know, it is Tuesday, but as we go through this week, Chris, we understand we're going to get some economic data that is going to be looked at very, very carefully, I'm sure, by the markets and by economists. What do you think that we might expect to see, in terms of are we going to see things going on the uptick or what do you think?
Well, I mean, you got some inflation numbers that are, coming out, and they're predicted to come in a little bit hotter than expected, which, could affect markets over the short term. Again, all eyes, as far as the markets are concerned, have been on tech and earning and what is expected out of them. And a lot of stuff has been put to the side at this point in time. Again, I don't bear much mind to think that are happening over the short term. I kind of look at always are looking at longer term trends. You know, we're not traders at Markowski Investments. That's the game we play. It's a fool's errand, quite frankly. So, you know, whatever happens to come down the pike this week, I really think it's going to change the dynamic to that great of a degree.
Well, you know, I keep seeing headlines about the dreaded R word, and not really so much in conjunction with the United States per se, but like, for example, here's an AP headline from earlier. Recession has struck some of the world's top economies. The U.S. keeps defying expectations. And I don't know when, you know, people see that, you know, what do we really think? Is that really telling us that, well, you know, we're going to miss having a recession? It's, you know, we're actually doing better than we thought. And these other European countries, for example, might be having special problems. I know that the U.K., they're saying that that's in a recession, and that may even affect their upcoming, you know, parliamentary elections and so forth. But, you know, are we in the danger zone here?
Well, I mean, what would happen if we didn't? I mean, it's two quarters of negative economic growth. I mean, we're already seeing companies, you know, basically looking to cut costs this year. We're already seeing layoffs. We already have inflation that is running hot when it comes to everyday items. You know, I don't know, in essence, you know, how things would feel much differently. You know, companies are already acting, you know, quite frankly, that we might be going into a recession. That's how they're handling this year. So I don't think that I think, it's, you know, a lot of these times, you know, recessions and whatnot, it's used by the media. It's like some sort of like boogeyman underneath the shelf. They happen from time to time, and you obviously don't want to have a deep recession. I think the greater problem with most Americans right now is, quite frankly, is, you know, right now, you know, jobs and layoffs are coming across the board, and also what they're paying for everyday items.
Well, sure, and those layoffs, you know, it's not going to be as easy as people think to go and just get another, you know, job commensurate with their income. You know, it might be a much harder, you know, mountain to climb. But then we start to see other indicators. We start to see vehicle repossessions. We start to see notices of default being filed. We start to see those kinds of things. And that kind of can start a spiral if we're not careful.
Well, those things have been happening for some time. You take a look at credit card debt. You take a look at defaults. You take a look at, you know, some of the defaults that we're seeing in auto loans. These things have been taking place. You know, to me, recession, no recession, semantics. You know, they didn't call a 2008, 2009 recession until a year later. I mean, it you know, you could say what you want. It's how you feel your situation is. And do I think that you know, there's strength right now and excitement in certain areas of the economy, in particular some of the artificial intelligence and some of the tech stuff, yeah. But I think overall, I think companies are being quite cautious.
Well, and I think that's well warranted. You know, we touched on this the other day, Chris, but it's kind of starting to come back around. You know, we heard Kevin O'Leary from Shark Tank, of course, fame, talking about the possibility of New York seizing Donald Trump's assets. But he's trying to sound the alarm that investors are quite worried about that kind of development. I mean, putting the politics aside of what people think about Trump one way or the other, but is this, I mean, what's the vibe in the New York area in terms of the idea that, well, I mean, that could happen to me if I'm a real estate developer, they're going to seize properties at some point?
At this point in time, I think, you know, a lot of real estate developers and people that are in that business here, I think they're more concerned, you know, about the overall, you know, commercial real estate landscape and what's, you know, taking place on the ground and how difficult things are rather than that. I think many of them kind of just assume that this is political. And if they, you know, keep their mind right when it comes to politics, maybe they'll be left alone. And again, that's kind of mafioso-esque type tactics, but it is what it is. You know, that's New York. And that's, you know, this is, you know, unprecedented in regards to size and scope of what they're doing. Anybody can kind of see the politics that are involved in stuff like that. But I think you got, other issues to deal with as far as New York and taxes and how difficult it is to do business and what's going on the ground and the immigration issues that I think that are more concerning to most developers.
Well, sure. And I guess this is, just a technical question, but let's say that they seize Donald Trump's properties, which I don't know that that's really going to happen, but just as a hypothetical, if Donald Trump doesn't own those properties outright, if he has any notes on those properties, he would still be responsible for that, right? In other words, the government doesn't take on your debt if they seize a property.
Yeah, that's the case. A lot of properties, because it has his name on them, doesn't mean he owns them. He licensed his name out to certain buildings. After he got elected, actually, his name came down off a whole bunch of them in certain areas. Sometimes he owns only parts of buildings or a parking garage and or whatnot. So it's a little bit more complicated.
Well, indeed. And, again, we also see, like, for example, here's another interesting headline. Consumer sentiment edges higher as economic growth accelerates and inflation fades. Well, I'm not so sure. Is inflation really fading? In other words, we take a look at this, and these little snapshots, and they come each day, it seems, and it's like you could build a whole case on what it says today, but then tomorrow it's all different. It all changes.
No, I don't think that. I don't believe that for a second, that consumer confidence is coming up because inflation is coming down. I don't think people see that at all. I mean, it's nonsensical. It's nonsensical the fact that, I think the Biden administration right now is about to pivot from Bidenomics to, taking on the monopoly man and evil corporations for, greed and, profits and whatnot. I think that that's the direction that they're going to head in, almost taken right after his Super Bowl little stupid video that he ran there. So no, I don't think that that's the case at all. And I know that's not what Americans are feeling.
Well, exactly. Yeah, the shrinkflation. What the administration will do. The term you used earlier, the boogeyman kind of thing. Well, if they can rally people against some evil people trying to make some kind of profit, and whoever thought of that? If you're in business to make a profit, but yeah, they just want to deflect from what's been happening over the last few years now.
Well, yeah. Again, like I said, I don't feel that people are buying what they're selling, quite frankly. So they can say what they want. You can push whatever gen you want. People know what they're paying at home. They know what the reality of the situation is. They know what they were paying several years ago. They know what their home insurance costs are now. They know what their car insurance costs are now. And everything's gone parabolic.
Well, indeed. Well, Chris Markowski, watchdogonwallstreet.com is the website, and I hear the music starting to come up, but that means we're going to talk to you tomorrow morning again.
You got it. Have a good one.
You too. Take care. Chris Markowski, everybody. And we've got a lot more to talk about on the other side of the top of the hour news. We'll get updated on everything, and then we'll come back and we'll talk about everything. And we'll open up the phone lines as well, 949-822-7959. Kyle Warren with you. Hour number 3 is now officially in the books. Stay right there.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.